You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight, folks. I almost said something I can't say on the radio. And it starts with LFG.
Oh.
And I can't say. I could have said part of it, two-thirds of it.
Let's frolic gingerly.
But I'll do that. Let's go. It is a Tuesday night, folks, here at Nightlight. And we've a really fun show planned for you tonight. Some great guests. We're going to have a lot of fun with a local cleaning company. And we welcome a director behind a great sports documentary. He's been on the show before. Just going to tease it right there, and we'll come back to that. But great guests, a great question. We got some good conversation lined up. How are you doing tonight, Conrad?
You know, not as well as I wanted because the Brewers lost today.
My Cubs are making it a series,
but
at least out of the gate anyway.
We play in an hour.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can make it 2-1.
What if, like, as the show went on and the Cubs and the Brewers are playing, like, one of us just got increasingly angry throughout the course of the show? That'd be really unprofessional.
I just tell you, like, this 11 zip Brewers. Would you just walk out?
I would. I'd quit. That's rational. But, you know, like, what are they supposed to do anyway? The Brewers have, an 8-game lead now that the Cubs won, right? So 8 games were borderline still, I guess, mid-August. But 6 weeks? I mean, that's not, unless the Cubs go on a Brewers streak and the Brewers play 500 ball. The Brewers actually could play 500 ball the rest of the way and still hold on to first place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an uphill climb for the Cubs. But the Brewers continue their hot streak. Although you could say they've lost 2 out of their last 3.
But how many have they won of their last?
15 of their last 17 or something? 17 of their last 19? I'm an optimist.
I'll look at that way.
All right, so what better time to talk about one of our guests who will be here at 7:20 tonight, our pal Sean Hanisch. Sean is an accomplished director. He was an accomplished director before he made Just a Bit Outside, the documentary. More specifically, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. I just kind of went through it again today. It's such a great film, and it really... I hate to say this almost because it might hurt Brewer fans, but it's a better documentary or says more about the people of Wisconsin or Milwaukee that they lost and still had this outpouring of affection from the community. It's such a great film. If you have not seen Just a Bit Outside, you could probably get through most of it before Sean is here at 7:20. And it's available on Roku, I think Apple TV, probably a few more other streaming platforms. But Sean's a great guy, and he's made many other movies too. He will be here at 7:20. I have specific questions for him because I think his documentary might have inspired this current Brewers team. Thoughts?
It really could. You know, I think the main is Bob Uecker.
That has inspired this team?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's that they saw the response from Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee and beyond, for a runner-up.
Yeah.
And they're like, we got to win. Can you imagine if we actually win?
I think it's that and Uecker and that combining and just making this beautiful baseball stretch that we have.
And then I saw today Pat Murphy almost followed Craig Counsell to Chicago.
Really?
Yeah. So how much of this do you put on Pat Murphy that he's responsible for? 20 wins? 40 wins? I don't know. But that was an interesting storyline today. So we'll talk about all of that with Sean. And then in the first hour at 6:35, this is going to be fun. The Merry Maids of Green Bay are here. Alex Vandeven and Lisa, I want to make sure, I already got their name wrong once. I don't want to do it again. Lisa Gutowski. Alex Vandeven and Lisa Gutowski will be, I almost made a joke right there and said, clean it up, Schwabba. It would have been a great
pun. That's bad. That's terrible.
They are going to be here at 6:35 to help us clean up our act. They're going to be in the studio with some great cleaning tips. I think this is fun because I'm like a my personality is kind of a binge personality. And it's kind of the same with cleaning. I'll let things go, and then I'll get disgusted with myself, and then it'll be cleaner than it's ever been before. And I'll keep it clean for about a week, and then I'll fall off the rails again. So they're going to give us some cleaning tips. I think it'll be fun, and we'll have them here in the studio. And I think let's get some window. We can get some pictures of them through the window, maybe washing the window.
Oh, we missed yesterday, didn't we?
We did. But you know what? It couldn't go on forever.
Yeah.
I think we just have to do it sporadically. I couldn't get David Zucker to come to the studio and take a picture of him outside. He probably would have balked at that. Ha! Balked. Another bad pun. So, what do you do? How often do you clean your
I think I do the same thing. It's like, at one point, I'm just like, okay, you need to clean.
Yeah.
It's starting to get gross.
That's how I am, too. And I can't, like, my wife will be like, we need a schedule. Well, no, we can have one, but... to me, it's the eye test. It's like, this is gross. I need to clean it. It's that simple.
You know, I do it by the full sink test. If I see that there's full dishes in there, I'm like, all right, I should probably do it now.
It's like a holding cell.
Yeah. You know, it's like I forgot I have a dishwasher because I haven't had it in so long.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just keep piling up in my dish in my sink. And I'm like, wait, I don't even need to clean it.
We don't even do like at our house. I'll like wash a dish. If I'm done with something, I'll rinse it to make the actual soaping of it easier. My wife is like, just wash it now and put it away. I agree with that in theory. But to get to get back at me, she'll just put something in the sink with like cereal or potatoes or whatever in it, and it'll get hard. And then I'll do the dishes because I don't mind doing dishes. I put some music on. I kind of like it.
Ooh.
But she'll kind of like, I'm like, can we at least do... Like, I'm giving her that, yes, we should wash something right away and put it away or in the dishwasher or whatever. But short of that, can you at least rinse it? Because I'm probably going to be the one cleaning it. And the answer is no.
I think you'd hate my sink done. I like, fill it up with water and then I soak it. Don't
rinse. The dishes?
Yeah, like, I soak it until I'm ready to wash it.
So they soak in dirty water, really.
But at least it's not getting hard in there.
That's true. No, listen, that makes sense to me. And, you know, when the kids are gone, it's just me and my wife. I just wash a dish and put it away. It's like, why go through every dish in the cabinet and fill up the dishwasher over the course of 3 weeks? I'd rather just wash a dish right away. So we will get into all of this at 6:35, folks. And you can tell us your tendencies, too. The phone lines are open and the text lines. Let us know throughout the course of the show what's on your mind. It's always great when you guys participate. And without further ado, I think it's time we got to the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
You threw my timing off, Conrad. Hold on. Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the question of the night. How often, in honor of the Merry Maids being here in studio, how often do you clean your bathroom? Not your whole apartment. Not how often do you do dishes. How often do you clean your bathroom? Because that can get to be the grossest room in the house pretty quickly, especially if you're a dude. So... that's our question of the night. Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And don't be, you know, there's no judgment here. This is a judgment-free bathroom cleaning zone. I'm not going to judge. I'll come out right now and just say, I shoot for weekly unless it gets too gross. And I have kind of my own bathroom, so it's not like I'm offending anybody. Like, but my bathroom is also... turns out to be the guest bathroom when we have guests. So when we do have guests, I have to go down there with a putty knife and clean the whole damn place up. No, I never let it get that bad. I shoot for every week, but mostly just when it grosses me out. And I saw that you responded on the social media. Conrad's line was to the question, like, how often do you clean your bathroom? Conrad said, people do that? That's disgusting. That is disgusting. What do you do? You just clean it when you have people over?
No, I try to clean it weekly.
Yeah.
And I'd say it's the eye test similar to that. Like if I see a bunch of toothpaste,
yeah.
my sink. I'm like, it's probably time to get cleaning.
You know, I probably was worse at this when I was younger, but now I'm a pretty clean guy for the most part. Like I don't mind deep cleaning stuff because I like the feeling of when it's done. And it's so much so that when Todd Michaels was here and he used to get after us about the bathrooms here,
mm-hmm.
and I noticed the morning guys were never on the emails, that irritated me. And I can say that now. And when I see Todd, I'm going to have it out with him.
Well, he's going to send a ghost on you then.
I know he could. I want to have him back on to talk ghosts. We haven't done that in a while, some paranormal talk.
Yeah.
But he can't complain anymore. And I wanted to say, one time I was really irritated because that bathroom was absolutely disgusting. And if I was at, like, you know, the Pfizer Forum, I wouldn't leave a mess like somebody left in the bathroom here once. I couldn't believe it. And I was kind of annoyed that I got, like, what do you think I am? Like, I wouldn't do that.
I don't think he knows you that well, Peter.
He doesn't know me at all, Conrad. So let us know, folks, how often do you clean your bathroom? And you can also send us a comment on the, what I like to call the Civic Media app. Very easy to use. Or if you're watching the radio on the stream on X, YouTube, or Facebook, drop us a stream comment. And if you're there, give us a like or a follow if you don't mind. We'd love to get those. But as usual, you can comment on anything we're talking about tonight throughout the course of the show, folks. It's great to hear from you, and it's great to read your texts on the radio. Be part of the show. I have to say, I told you I've been watching Dexter lately.
Yeah.
And we had Lisa Hale on, the host of New Wisco Weekend, last Friday. She is like a Dexter fanatic. Loves the show. It's probably your favorite show of all time. I'm on season four. I finished season four last night with my daughter. And I was absolutely stunned the way the season ended. I cannot believe it. And I'm going back. I'm so late to the party on this show. I just had no interest in it years ago. But this is like from 2009. John Lithgow plays the killer named Trinity in season four. And wow. The writing on that show is so good. I was absolutely shocked. So I'll say that if any of you have an opinion on season four of Dexter, the John Lithgow season, would love to hear what you think. And you know what? Our spoiler's okay. I mean, the show has been out for 15 years now. How long do we have to?
I'd give it another five.
Another 5 years? Okay. It all starts now. But unbelievable TV. I loved it. I'm also at that stage right now where I'm kind of at an awkward haircut stage. I kind of need one, but it's not terrible, and I don't know what to do. Because haircuts are not cheap anymore. It's like,
no.
You spend like $50, right?
Yeah, around $50 with tip.
With tip, okay.
Yeah, so I'd say it's about like 40, 41, and then the rest tip.
See, I'm not ever going to spend that much on my hair. Because I have the kind of hair I can just push it back. That probably sounds like I'm bragging or whatever. I don't know what it is, but I don't want to spend that much on a haircut. Because you got to get a haircut like every 3 weeks.
Well, I get it every 6 weeks.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I don't know what to do with that. I guess you could just...
I like to get it a little longer, so when it's cut short, I really like it.
Why don't you get a nice...
No. During COVID, I grew up my hair and I absolutely hated it. Never do that again.
You and I, as a gag for the show, should go in and get a cut and color. I'll get a body wave. You get a perm. We'll make happen. Conrad can get the perm. All right, we're coming right back. And when we do, we're going to read your texts and I'm going to tell you about a sex tape. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Get up home. I want to drive them home. When you're feeling blue.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I love reading texts. We had a text from last night, actually, that I have to get to. Sometimes our pal Bud listens while he's out and about in Madison from between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. And Bud listens on, how does Bud listen? Do we know? The app?
It might be the replay.
It's got to be the radio if it's the replay, right?
Yeah. Well, it might be the Civic Media app.
Could be the Civic Media app. Either way, it's great that Bud is out listening. And he says, hey, Pete and Conrad, our question last night, by the way, was your life is at stake. What action hero do you hope is coming to rescue you? And Bud from Janesville in the 608 says, hey, Pete and Conrad, in response to your question, Angelina Jolie. And I'd better need mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. I love your show, Bud from Janesville. Bud, you just have to fake it until she brings you back.
You know who did that?
Who? Oh, Smalls.
Yeah.
Yeah, love that scene.
Testing your knowledge quick.
That was a great scene. That was pretty. I did all right there.
Yeah.
That
no, was great. You were on the spot.
I know my I know my movies sometimes. This is interesting. There's so much crap TV out there right now. I'm not a reality show guy, but there is a new series. There's two of them that I can't believe. Let's do the Virgin one first. This is a show called Are You My First? And this is on Netflix. It premiered August 18th. This is a show where people go on to lose their virginity. They should have combined this with MILF Manor.
Oh, this is funny. There was actually a show that already did that. But
really?
it was in the UK.
Oh. So it's a
and
more
it was
sophisticated.
The most awkward show you could ever watch in your life.
Yeah, who wants to watch that? Who? First of all, luckily it's not like 18-year-olds. It's not like that barely legal crap. It's like 24 to 34-year-olds typically. And these are the same producers of Love Island. But the contestants are 24 to 34 years old and they're looking to have sex for the first time. I mean, look, like in the 40-year-old Virgin, I think Steve Carell's character, he said it just didn't happen. Every time he was about to, something happened. Hilariously in that movie. But I'm sure it's traumatic for people that get to that point and wanted to have sex but couldn't. And now they're going to go on TV?
That makes it worse.
Right?
Now your whole family can see it.
Right.
Your grandma?
You're going to hear lines like, ow, your knee is on my hair. Are you sure this is your first time? If someone's got, sorry, all I have are magnums. And a lot of apologizing. Let's be honest. It's like your first time. You don't know what you're doing. But these people are older. First of all, I love the courage that they're willing to do this, but also I would never do this.
How do you think they casted people?
Based on spasticity, I guess. I don't know. Because here's one guy, this one contestant, a guy from Austin, who I think is a comedian, told another contestant, who's also a virgin, that his celebrity crush is William Howard Taft.
That's interesting.
I mean, is it any wonder he's still a virgin? Beautiful yeah. woman, but I'd have sex with a deceased president if I could. But I guess I'll settle for you, girl that's out of my league.
Do you think there's one secret non-virgin in there?
People that just want to do it for the money.
Or just want to get lucky.
Well, you could, and there's way, you could be like, that's why I put, like, are you sure this is your first time? And that could go both ways. The guy that's taken forever? I don't know. Without getting too, we don't talk about sex nearly enough on this show.
Yeah, you're right.
We got to bring that back. So I don't know. I'm half of me wants to watch this and half of me wants to be a contestant. No, but I would like to, how funny would that be? My wife is home watching TV and she sees me. Wait a minute. We have two kids. Yes, we had sex twice, but I could still maybe qualify. No, I think it's terrible. I don't know. Like most of these people say they were waiting for the right for something, saving themselves for something special. A Netflix show?
Yeah, I think they gave up on their journey there then.
Exactly.
Or they're just like saying that to,
Well, of course.
Not be embarrassed.
It's like The Bachelor. Like they're really looking for love. And one of the hosts is a former Bachelor contestant. Our question of the night, folks, is, and you're welcome to weigh in on the virgin talk as well. And how do you feel about more sex talk? Nightlight. We need a poll. We don't have to start with the sex talk now, Conrad. Hi-oh! But we could do something like that. That could be fun. But our question of the night is, how often do you clean your bathroom? We've got the Merry Maids coming up after the news, folks. It's going to be so fun having these guys here. They're going to give us cleaning tips and give us all kinds of advice. But our question of the night is inspired by them. How often do you clean your bathroom? Mike on this, pardon me, Mike on social media says, is that really a thing? So he kind of, you guys are of the same, you guys should be roommates. Sarah Jean on the stream says once a week if it needs it or not, usually on Sunday. Sarah Jean sounds very practical.
And then there's a little Beavis. Where's that butthead?
I don't know. I can't remember. I think that's Beavis, the blonde-haired guy, the blonde-haired cartoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Sarah, and thank you, Mike. Going to the text line here. Oh, people are chiming in on this. Chris Sheridan from Janesville says, daily. Good for Chris. I want to be a house guest at Chris's house.
That's a lot of motivation.
John Murray from Addison says, not often enough, Peter. Chris also says, my wife is mean. So it's not Chris's own doing. He's forced. Don't let that woman go, Chris. John also says, we clean when we notice something in there gets fuzzy or gross. Too much info.
I think that's too late.
Too late, yeah. Then you got to call a team. John says, of course, we are always wiping the sink area. Can't let the counter get funky. Haven't reached hoarder status so far. All right. Keep those texts coming. We can get one more in here, Conrad. Jameson from the 814 says, same situation as you. My own, but it's also the guest bathroom. Weekly, however, sometimes I treat it like the scene from the movie Friday with good smelling spray. Honestly, the cat's litter box creates more mess than I do. Gotta love those cats. All right, we're going to do the news, and then we're coming back to tell you how you can help clean your bathroom more efficiently. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network. Conrad Krieger working the board tonight, as usual. We were talking about all kinds of stuff, keeping our house clean, virginity, lots of stuff going on here. We're kind of all over the board tonight.
Yeah.
So
just the usual night at Nightlight.
We'll get to all of it. But we will not embarrass our next guest with virginity talk because these guys are serious. They are here in the studio. They're serious about cleanliness, as am I. I don't know if you guys can tell.
Absolutely.
Alex Vandeven and Lisa Gutowski are here from Merry Maids Green Bay. Lisa is the owner, and they're here in the studio tonight, and we are going to have some fun here. You guys have some tips for us. We want to find out more about your company, and first I have to ask you, how initial thoughts on tidiness here at WGBW? Is everywhere you go, are you judging cleanliness?
Well, no.
You can be honest. This is a judgment-free zone.
But because of all the years of doing it, I'm always looking at it.
Yeah.
You have a nice studio.
Thank you.
I'm not judging, but it does look pretty good.
All right. Yeah. You're not just saying that.
I'm not just saying.
Because Conrad ran a wet mop through here for hours earlier today.
Looks good.
All right. Because I think that's what, I mean, we all do that. When we go into a restaurant or someone's home, you have an initial, like, boy, I don't know about this, you know. But you guys must, you know, you're kind of the masters of cleanliness, right?
I'd like to think so.
All right. So it's great to have you guys here. Tell us a little bit about Merry Maids.
I've owned it 34 years. It's been a business a little over 40 years. It started in Omaha, Nebraska. Dallin Peterson was the founder.
Okay.
When I did my training, I cleaned his house.
That's how he trained you?
Yeah.
And this, like, this guy owned it, but it wasn't quite the business it is now, obviously, if he can just have you over to kind of give you the pointers.
Not then. He started in his basement of his home.
Really?
So, yeah. And then, you know, some 15 years later, he sold it to ServiceMaster, who currently owns it.
Okay.
And I think it branched out to about 400 different franchises throughout the United States, plus Canada, and I think even Japan as well.
Wow. So what made this guy think he was the authority on cleanliness?
Well, I think his wife.
Okay. So he saw a need for the business.
Yes.
And that's it. And our, you know, it's funny because I could never, we've had someone come and clean our place sporadically over the years.
Sure.
But that seems like something people have trouble justifying. Like, am I just a lazy ass? Why can't I clean my own house? What kind of people is your clientele typically more well-to-do?
No, honestly, our average cleaner, our customer is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home.
No kidding.
The big homes, you know, I mean, we clean those too, but they aren't our most average customer is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home. It's when you're both out working.
Yeah.
And you just don't have enough time to do all the things. And remember, it doesn't have to be the whole house. It can just be, Mary Mead says, just kitchen and bathrooms and floors.
Okay.
You know, so I mean, you can tailor it to what you need, not, you know, things wow. change over time.
So you've owned Mary Maids Green Bay, Lisa, for 34 years.
34 years.
Are you like, you got to be anxious just to say, I'm never doing any of this. Do you still clean?
Yeah.
You do?
Well, I don't go out and clean on a daily basis, but I go check homes and I still pitch in when needed.
Well, that's impressive. Yeah.
Well, it's part of what you do to make the employees know that you'll work right alongside them.
Right.
You're not asking them to do anything you wouldn't do yourself.
Exactly. Great point. And now you guys just told me before we came on the air, Alex is your nephew, and you're buying the company from your aunt.
Yes, Mary Maids of Green Bay. She actually owns Mary Maids of Appleton and Mary Maids of Green Bay. Mm-hmm. So I've been managing for about 12 years. So I went to school at Fox Valley Tech and I got my business management degree there. I knew my Aunt Lisa had a great business with Mary mm-hmm. Maids of Green Bay and thought it was a great opportunity. And 12 years later, here I am.
Wow. Good for you. And now you're about to be a mogul, right?
Right.
Are you going to unload the Appleton business as well? Or are you just looking
My daughter will do that.
Okay.
And so we're just, that'll all happen in time.
Yeah.
And right now it's just business as usual.
Okay.
And I'm still going to hang around for a while and help Alex out till he gets all transitioned over
nice.
With the home office and everything's good.
Is Green Bay or Appleton, is one of those cities dirtier than the other when it comes to homes?
No.
I'm half kidding. You're actually no. thinking about this.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
sorry, Lisa.
No. Okay.
So how much, like you say, a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house is typically who uses your services. What does that cost? Like if people are listening right now and they're like, boy, I could use that, you know, lighten our load here. What's that going to run people?
Sure. And it all depends on how many hard floors,
yeah.
how many are you having beds stripped and made, you know, all different things that go into it. But just normal general cleaning for that and wash floors, clean bathrooms, scour toilets, tubs, general pickup, you know, about
$128. $128 every 2 weeks. So $250-ish
so
per
if
month.
You just decide not to go out to eat.
Yeah,
you know,
that's how you sell it, right?
Once a month, that's how you sell it.
No kidding. Or get the less expensive bottle of wine or
right.
something.
Well, because it's you're not paying for the babysitter.
Right.
You're not having the wine and not having dinner.
Yeah.
And, you know, have a nice dinner at home instead.
Yeah.
And have your
roll around naked in your own home, Conrad. That's right. The message here tonight. Let's say you 2 bathrooms. If I just wanted 2 bathrooms.
Our minimum charge
twice.
Is $60.
Okay.
So you can have one person come and clean for $60 and they could probably get you 2 bathrooms done
okay.
in that time. And maybe the kitchen floor, depends.
Because those are the problem areas, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
if you really, that where dirt and grime
sure.
or whatever accumulates. All right. So, well, that's kind of cool. So how did you get involved? How did, Lisa, 34 years ago, walk me through this. You're
okay.
like, I want to get into this racket.
I have my accounting degree. And
okay.
so I decided way back then, what can I do that I don't have to work nights and weekends?
Yeah, right, right.
And I want to make money. And so I had a friend of mine who her brother was doing, just starting the company in Green Bay.
Okay.
And he had been there about 3 months. And I thought, you know what? I kind of cleaned my way through college, you know, to help with
nice.
Money. And so I thought, I'm going to try it.
Okay.
And so that's how I was. No nights, no holidays, no weekends. That's what brought me into it. And that's what we still stand by. So we hire for the working mom. Mary Maid says, put your kids on the bus, come to work, and you're home before the kids get off the bus.
Wow, that's pretty nice.
So it all kind of ties together.
Yeah.
So,
And what about you, Alex? Like, what did you just grow up watching your aunt clean, or what made you want to get into this?
Exactly, yeah. Actually, I remember when I was little, my mom was working for Lisa, her sister.
Yeah.
So I was going to some cleans on the side, on you know, Saturday mornings with my mom, and Lisa was there, and just watching that, knowing that, seeing that. And then later on, you know, when I went to business school and seeing how great of a business my aunt had, just knowing that I wanted to get into something like that, and then realizing, you know, further down the road, you know, right, maybe there was a retirement talk or something that, you know, maybe it was a great opportunity for me.
Okay.
And he's saying Saturdays, by the way, they were voluntary for people who wanted to work on Saturday.
We are only Monday through Friday, and we clean in the morning hours. So,
are you looking for people? Is that why you said that?
Like, we always are.
Because he was saying he worked Saturday.
Oh,
and I was
okay.
saying we used to years ago, and we still do on occasion for like new construction or something like that. But again, they're voluntary for the weekend. Nobody has to. And if they want to, they do. If they don't, because I always have enough people.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So what's the weirdest thing you've ever seen in someone's house, or can't you say?
Oh, the weirdest
probably
thing.
Can't say.
You don't have to name names, but you must see some
I don't want to
stuff.
Say weird stuff, but things that have happened are like walk in and the kids had, they did forts.
Okay.
And there are literally the furniture's upside down and sideways and everywhere. And there's every blanket in the house is, and every cushion off of everything.
Yeah.
And that's kind of scary. But it's not terrible.
Fort, Lisa.
Not terrible.
It's not
Alex
that bad.
Has got a better one with his kids. He's got a better one.
Well, I don't know about, you know, that with my kids, you know, other than the normal mess that a 2-year-old right. and a 5-year-old make. But
right.
we do run into some hoarding situations and, you know, we do the best that we can with that.
Sure.
And just like any home, we're going to go in there and, you know, get the high dusting done, top to bottom, left to right, get all the woodwork, wipe down countertops, tabletops, end tables, vacuum and wash hard surface floor, the works. And then we can really dig into...
There's just no bad house.
Exactly. We can really dig into picking up different things if we need to and base it on time. So there are a whole bunch of different things we can do.
My guests are Alex Vandeven. He is buying Merry Maids Green Bay from his aunt, Lisa Gutowski, who is here too. They're joining me in the studio tonight. We're going to get to some cleaning tips too, which will be fun. Let me ask you this though. Are your own homes clean?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't ever let it go?
Okay. First, my house is the first one off the schedule when we don't have enough people. If somebody's on vacation or somebody's sick or something happened and the day's going to change, I'm the first one off.
Yeah.
So there'll be weeks and weeks at my house to go without getting cleaned by Merry Maids. But no, everybody has to toe the line in my house.
That's good to know. Have you ever walked into a house that was so bad? It's like an absolute pigsty and you're just like, I'm out. No, thanks.
I have. But only in 34 years, I've only had two ever
really?
That I had to say, we can't, not for any other reason than it's health reasons.
The danger.
The
right. You know, I totally get that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Conrad, you can... $60, man.
Okay.
Right. There's hope
for
you.
Good.
Well, let's talk about some summer cleaning tips. I know summer's winding down, but I'm sure they apply to all the seasons maybe. You guys have something you say, create a cool down zone. I'm assuming these were shared with me. I hope you guys know what I'm talking about. Okay. Cool down zone. Set up a spot near the entryway for shoes, backpacks, towels, and water bottles. This keeps dirt and melted popsicle drips from spreading through the house. Do you share these with your clients?
We can if they ask questions like that when we're on the phone. But yeah, as like an organization tip, you would think of it like an airport security line. You want the bins for the shoes.
Nice.
You know, the backpacks hung up on the wall if there's a hook for that. And then a drop zone for everything else. And if they're coming home now that school is starting, you know, you would say, all right, let's make a clear bin for the homework, a clear bin for pens and pencils and all that sort of stuff. So it's just that little bit of organization that goes a long way. And then Merry Maids can come in and do all the big cleanup for you.
Okay. Well, that's good. And the deep cleaning too, right? Like, I mean, you probably don't want to go to someone's house and say, oh, I have to fold 30 blankets. I mean, I'm sure you'd maybe
do it.
But,
sure.
You know, people really need, in my opinion, anyway, to keep their house deep cleaned, right?
Well, I'll tell you something. All my years of doing this, I've told people, one of the things and reason why I've always had Merry Maids, and this is a selling point too, is, and the kids will tell you this too, when you're coming to clean on Merry Maids on the day of cleaning, we're coming every Wednesday or every other Wednesday or once a month on Wednesday. Here's what everyone says the night before cleaning. Get everything picked up. The cleaning ladies are coming tomorrow. Because you have to we don't know where to go with all of your personal stuff. So you do your general pickup and it keeps you on top of your piles.
Okay.
So for me, it's time to put away all the folded clothes, put all the shoes where they belong, you know, just put stuff away.
Can I just share on a personal note what has made my life easy? Like when I was a kid and I would have to do chores and that kind of stuff, scrubbing the tub, no thanks. But there's this scrubbing bubble stuff now. Mm-hmm. $5. You just squirt it and it you wash it down 20 minutes later. That stuff's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have something similar. Okay. We have something similar. And when you do it, it just, you know. And you go every 2 weeks, it isn't...
All of our products come from our home office, so it's not exactly scrubbing bubbles, but
something
it works,
similar.
Works just like it.
All right, we'll talk about that when we come back from this really short break. Lisa and Alex are here from Merry Maids Green Bay. We're talking about cleaning tips, and we're going to get back into it right after this very short break on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, where can you go when your money gets low? In the basement, down in the basement. And if a storm is taking place, you can dance.
Welcome back. I'm Peach Wawa. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. We have in honor, our question of the night, if you want to get in on the fun, folks, is how often do you clean your bathroom? And that's our question of the night because we've got the Merry Maids in studio tonight. Lisa Gutowski and Alex Vandeven are here from Merry Maids Green Bay. And we are talking about, we're about to get into some cleaning tips for back to school stuff. But I just think cleanliness is kind of fun to talk about. I think people have different hygiene practices and different, like you ever go, what do you guys make of when you go to someone's house and there's that smell? You know what I'm talking about? Like you just, whenever you go to someone's house, it smells different. It's like, and it can be like kind of a food smell or like a deodorant smell. I don't know. Do you notice that? Like, does every house have its own particular smell?
Not particularly. No, no, okay. No, I've been in many, many homes. And I mean, there's a few, but because of course there would have to be, but mostly no. And all our chemicals are odor free.
Okay.
So, and environmentally safe. So we don't notice or have any smell.
Okay. I maybe have a heightened sense of smell. I was raised by wolves.
I kind of think I do too, but I don't really notice it that much.
Well, I'm going to defer to you on that one.
Yeah.
Jim from Brookfield says, my wonderful wife will clean the bathrooms at least once a week. I think somewhat of an obsession. She has foregone intimacy to clean the bathrooms. Should I go on the reality show? It's only for virgins, Jim. I don't think you qualify, but I don't know what goes on in your house, and I don't want to know, but thank you for the text.
It sounds like that he needs Merry Maids.
He might need Merry Maids. Right. Yeah, exactly. Save your marriage.
Right.
Hire Merry Maids. Exactly. I like that slogan. Yeah. Think about it, guys.
Birthday.
Sounds
Christmas,
good.
Christmas, Mother's Day.
Do you do one-time cleanings?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but it's a minimum of $60.
Sure.
They go in, and how many hours of cleaning does that get you?
One.
1 hour?
Yep.
Oh. So if someone's there, like, is it go, do you do like an 8 hour deal where,
no.
or is it eight times?
It's funny. Some people think that. But when you call and set it up and we come through and walk through your home and you're asking about cleaning service, okay, you generally go through and do the general pickup before we come. So you kind of do half. Yeah. Or a quarter of the work anyway.
Okay.
And we come in and we're doing all the dusting and vacuuming and scrubbing. And you know, the more you do, the more we can get down deep.
And it takes you not as long, too, either.
Correct. So well, you've done.
So $60 an hour. What if you got like 6 hours? Is that
so
six
like
times
I
six?
Said, the average clean is $128.
Okay.
And that's a crew of two for about 2 hours and 15
and
minutes.
And you can get through a whole house in that, typically? Okay.
Yeah, just give us
a three-bedroom, two-bath.
Three-bedroom, two-bath.
I would say the best way is just give us a call.
Yep.
Explain your situation, what you want done. Do you want just your two bathrooms? Do you want your whole main level cleaned?
Okay.
And we'll really break it down for you on what we can do for you for that one-time clean or weekly, bi-weekly, every 4 weeks. We have a whole bunch of different options. So just call and give us a question. Give us your questions and we'll have answers for you.
And we try our best to send the same person back.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So they get to know your home, your likes, your dislikes. Yeah.
Do you ever have somebody that, like, tries to take advantage of the cleaning people and say stuff like, you know, why don't you throw a coat of paint up while you're in there too?
No. Really, they don't. Most of the people, honestly,
it's a tough
aren't
crowd,
even,
Conrad. These most people are of the very people, serious about cleaning.
Most of the people are not home when we clean.
Yeah. Oh, that's, do you prefer really, that? Or
no, we don't care.
Yeah.
What we prefer is if we're in the room cleaning that you're not in there.
Right. That would be weird.
So if you and the kids are there or you and your husband or whoever, just go to the other room.
Sure.
Just because it's uncomfortable for the people that are cleaning. But no, yeah. We don't care if you're home or not home.
Are there uniforms? Are there Mary Maid
yes.
uniforms? Nice. That makes it a little more professional. Is that one of the?
Yep.
It is.
Each shirt we have has a Mary Maid's logo on it. So.
Okay. Yep. And you guys said, do you still clean, Alex? How often do you go out? Or are you mostly management?
I am mostly in the office, but when I need to go out and help, I'm out there helping whenever needed. So I'll go out clean. We do a lot of Airbnb stuff. So, you know, Lisa and myself will go in and change loads of laundry if need be.
Wow.
Or just get the house ready and prepared so that when the crew comes in, they can come in there and do the stuff that really needs to be done.
Very nice. All right. So this is on the text line. Conrad's dad chimes in from the 920. He says, Paula and I clean our bathrooms once a week. When we had our cat Raskus, am I saying that right, Conrad?
That's correct.
Raskus is the cat name, 20 years. I would clean her bathroom once or twice daily. The cat had its own bathroom. Am I misinterpreting something there?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a litter box.
Okay. Twice daily. That's too much for people, though. All right, so we've got some texts I'm going to read, and we're going to do the news, and we'll come back, and we'll get these back-to-school tips. Does that sound good for you guys?
Sure.
You okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
Sounds great.
And what do you, honestly, it looks pretty nice.
It looks
very
good.
Very nice.
All right.
Very nice.
Is there a smell?
No.
Is there a smell in here?
Okay. What? Do you smell one?
I don't know.
I don't smell
you think
nothing.
There's a smell in this studio, Conrad?
I don't.
It's a welcoming smell.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well,
it
now
is.
You're just saying that because you said no, and then I said it's a welcoming smell, and you said, oh, yeah, there's a smell.
Well, meaning it doesn't stink.
Yeah.
So okay. If there's no smell, that's great.
I'm going to take your word for it, Lisa. All right. Lisa Gutowski and Alex Vanavent are here. We're talking about cleaning. We're going to give you some tips. They're going to give you some back-to-school organization tips for keeping your house clean, those of you with children or grandchildren that are helping out. And our question of the night is, how often do you clean your bathroom? And I forgot where I kind of, Chris Sheridan said my wife is mean. John said, we always got that one. Jameson, Jim says, with dishes, I learned back in my old bachelor days, use it, wash it, and put it away. For the bathroom, I clean it once a week, the toilet twice a week. Do you believe him? Who cleans their toilet twice a week? The Mary Maids don't want to say anything. Well,
going into a lot of different homes throughout the years, I think everybody
is different. Yeah, okay.
Everybody yes. is different.
Yes.
And then John Murray from Madison says, talking about Dexter, Lithgow, he is maniacal and scary as hell, pure evil, and he sold it hard. We just saw that a month ago. He's been a badass since the world of T.S. Garp. I don't know that show. You guys know that show, T.S. Garp?
Nope.
Thought it was meant the world according to Garp at first. But he is great, John. Totally agree. And John says, superb character actor indeed. All right, we are going to do intermission. Come back for Act 2. We'll have a few more minutes with the Merry Maids. They are in the studio, Alex and Lisa. And then Sean Hannish is here at 720 talking about his awesome documentary about the Brewers called Just a Bit Outside. Lots of fun here tonight. Answer the question of the night. Be part of the show. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.